All right, everyone, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Your pal Dylan Brooks here, ready to dive into another nugget of wisdom that could seriously level up your life. Today's topic, relationships. You know, those beautiful, messy, sometimes complicated things that make us human. We're talking about using some age-old Stoic practices to build stronger, more fulfilling connections with the people who matter most. Ever feel like you're constantly navigating a minefield of emotions and expectations in your relationships? Like there's this invisible force pulling you in different directions? Trust me, you're not alone. But here's the good news. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to navigate these waters with grace and intention. We're talking about practices that can help you cultivate empathy, manage your own emotions, and build resilience in the face of conflict. Think of it as a toolkit for creating relationships that are not only strong, but also deeply satisfying. First things first. Focus on what you can control. It sounds simple, but trust me, this is game-changing. We tend to get caught up in trying to control other people's actions and reactions, which is like chasing after the wind. A Stoic approach says, hey, I can only control myself. Focus your energy on your own thoughts, words, and actions. That doesn't mean you become passive or shut down. It means you take responsibility for your part in a relationship. Next step. Practice active listening. Really hear what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their words, their tone, their body language, the whole package. When you genuinely listen, you build trust and understanding. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you feel more connected if someone truly heard you? It's a game changer. Cultivate empathy. This means stepping into the other person's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. Even when you disagree, make an effort to understand where they're coming from. It doesn't mean you have to agree, but it helps build compassion and bridge divides. Remember, we all come from different backgrounds with unique experiences that shape our views. Now let's talk about managing expectations. Relationships aren't always sunshine and rainbows, right? There will be ups and downs, disagreements, and even times when things get tough. Stoicism teaches us to accept this as part of the natural order. Don't put a realistic pressure on your relationships. Allow for imperfections and focus on growth instead of perfection. And finally, practice gratitude. Take time to appreciate the good things in your relationships. Express your thanks, celebrate milestones, and savor those special moments. Gratitude is like a powerful magnet that attracts more positivity into our lives. It reminds us to focus on the blessings we have rather than dwelling on what's missing. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Picture this. You're having dinner with your partner or a close friend. Conversation is flowing smoothly, everyone's laughing, and then suddenly, bam, a disagreement erupts. It starts small, maybe about something trivial like who did the dishes, but before you know it, things are getting heated. Ever been there? We all have. But how do we navigate these tricky moments with grace and keep our relationship strong? Remember what we talked about earlier. Focus on your own reactions, practice active listening, and try to understand their perspective. When things get heated, take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's okay to disagree respectfully. Don't try to win the argument, instead, aim for understanding. Listen to what they have to say without interrupting, even if you're dying to. Show empathy by acknowledging their feelings even if you don't agree with their point of view. And remember, sometimes a little time and space can work wonders. So, there you have it, some practical Stoic practices to level up your relationships. It's about building strong foundations, navigating challenges with grace, and appreciating the beautiful tapestry of human connection. Remember, these aren't quick fixes, they're tools for ongoing growth and self-awareness. The key is to practice consistently, even when things are tough. As always, I encourage you to share your thoughts, experiences, and questions on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, you got this. We're in this together. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep building those amazing relationships.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.